From stand-up to fighting LGBTQ plus good causes, Paul O'Grady was an icon of our community.
It's rough everywhere now, isn't it? Don't you think? I got my Rolex snatched outside the house. It wasn't like, you know, it was only one for $2.99, so I wasn't bothered. I won't tell the insurance that, of course. Got my handbag nicked as well, had the Elgin marbles in it.
His husband announced the news of his death overnight, saying he died unexpectedly but peacefully, and paid tribute to his humour, wit and compassion. O'Grady hosted shows like Blind Date and For the Love of Dogs, but millions knew his alter ego, Lily Savage, which put drag into the mainstream, appearing on our screens in the late 90s with Blankety Blank.
The all-new Blankety Blank, brand spanking new. Well, newish, you know, got lino, new lino, and the prizes are better this time round. Got a four-slice toaster instead of a two. A microwave, a couple of telly, anything I get on my jumper, really, in the shop.
Lily did shows all over the UK and across London. They had an eight-year residency at the RVT. Drag queen Lola Lasagna worked with Lily.
I was a barman at the Two Brewers in Clapham. I had to introduce the act, so I would bring Lily on stage. And then a couple of years later, I was sharing lineups and stages with her. That wit was natural, quickness, the humour, the honesty was there in every conversation you ever had with Paul. From those days in the 80s and 90s all the way through to, you know, to the present day. But he never, ever forgot the scene. He never forgot venues. He never forgot names. He would never forget a DJ, an act, a venue manager. And that's what I admire about him so much, his commitment to the scene. And then there was all the trailblazing he did on it with his activism for Section 28 and the HIV crisis, because that was happening when he was at the height of his popularity.
It was while Lily was on stage when the police raided the bar in 1986. Speaking to the Peter Tatchell Foundation, he recalled the incident.
And I'd only been in here about 10 minutes, and a copper burst in the dressing room. And I, of course, thought he was a stripper, you know, the male stripper dressed as a copper. And when that came out on the stage there behind me, and they were all wearing rubber gloves, and of course I said, oh, good, if you come to do the washing up.
He was a fighter for our community, regularly speaking out during the HIV/AIDS crisis, and was seen marching against Section 28. Speaking to BBC News this morning, drag queen Danny Beard had this to say.
I don't think there's anyone that does the job that I do that doesn't class Paul as an icon. You know, Paul was a trailblazer. They were on telly just after the AIDS crisis and they've been the most important person, I think, in British culture for drag, for the queer community. So this is a real sad loss today.
Funny, a trailblazer and iconic. Although I think Gaga speaks for all of us.
I love Paul O'Grady so much. He's my queen.
There you go.
Paul O'Grady, who passed away last night at the age of 67.